Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody, I don't know what motherfuckers thought. That's real, nigga. I don't mean... That's that fucking...
I love you, I love you.
Oh, yeah, I love you.
This song is dedicated to my 220.
Oh,
my girl
yeah,
with the tattoo.
Oh.
Never ever be tatted on my heart.
Oh, yeah, I love you.
I'm
mind, so you barely understand my thoughts sometimes. A little bit of death and a little bit of God, cause I swear that I be living in the dark sometimes. And it sucks in here, nobody gets let in till I let my emotions out on every single page and instrumental that I'm left with. Shit, I wonder, will I ever really feel shit? And if it all takes time and I ask why, will time eventually reveal this? Cause
the remedy, I'm searching for the remedy, cause I'm fucked up and my heart's just another ghost in my memory.
Knock real hard on real, real wood, things still feel bad when they real, real good. And my brain's just a vessel and the knowledge supposed to heal, but the more you fucking know, less things feel real.
Less things feel real.
Then a time shift and my mind shifts, and ain't really anyone or anything I can really vibe with. Cause
I'm searching, but I'm terrified. So by the time I find what I'm looking for, I'll be dead inside.
Parts and love is a life from here, never done, never
What's up, y'all? What's up? We want to acknowledge Martin Luther King today, and we also want to acknowledge, you know, the struggle that's going on right now out there. So I got a poem for y'all just to let y'all know some of my feelings about what's going on, and then just also a tribute to everybody that's fighting for their life and everybody we lost to the struggle. All right. They say you my enemy, but you look like me. They try to be a friend to me, but I say fuck the police. Shooting black people down in the street. Last of a dying breed, we becoming extinct. Attack our religion and destroy the image of the black family. Turn off your TV. Little babies twerking, can't recite ABC. Four generations of crack before me. Having a hard time just trying to get free. Diamond chains around my neck to help me forget about the ones around my feet. They say history repeats. Modern day lynchings for the whole public to see. No peace. And we fighting for peace daily, y'all. That was a special by Dream.
That's what's up. That's how we do around here. At Damn. This should be interesting. Welcome, y'all. Happy Martin Luther King Monday. We hoping everybody out there are feeling strong, powerful, feeling like leaders, ready to stand up and stick their chest out for the right thing. So we're going to have a celebration this evening, and we're going to talk about labels. We're going to talk about do you mind or don't you mind? Does it matter? So we got a nice show in store for y'all tonight, man. So I think we just gonna go ahead and get right into it. All right. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Cali Bud 3.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at Ann Scream.
And I'm at Dr. J Money.
And we are your one, your only DTSBI family, the elites, the whipped cream on top of your coffee of lesbian radio. Welcome, where we play all LGBTQ music. Pussy got a lot of power here. Yeah. So we want to thank y'all for listening as well, man. We love all our damn fans. You know what I'm saying? In 2015, we're making some dreams come true. That's right. Yeah, definitely. In more ways than one. You know what I'm saying? So, again, Martin Luther King, we love you. We honor you. We thank you for what you blessed us with in this life. Dr. J, take it away.
Dr. J's word of the day, and, you know, sometimes, every now and then, I feel like the homosexual movement is in, like, a retrogression stage. Instead of progressing, we're moving backwards. So today's word of the day is retrogression. It means to return to an earlier, inferior, or less complex condition, basically to go or move backwards. No matter how many steps we take forward, there's still something holding us back. And no matter what we do, we still can't get past those little milestones that we keep coming across. So today's word of the day is retrogression.
So we don't want to retrogress. For y'all out there, all y'all fashionistas, we don't want to throw back, go back, right? We want to progress. We want to go ahead. We want to build. We want to grow. We want to be better tomorrow than we were today, and even better the day after that, and on and on and on, right? So we want to talk to you guys about labels, right? You know, being lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning. We have a lot of labels in our little rainbow world, right? And for some folks, those labels mean a lot. Being called lesbian and dyke or femme or stud or ag. There's many, right, you ladies? The GSBI family.
Oh, that. AG, stuff like.
Carpet muncher.
What?
Carpet muncher?
That's what my brother calls us.
What if I don't have a carpet? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, that's your carpet.
Right?
Hey, I get it down.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody
see.
Has a carpet.
Right. I mean, well, wax your floor. However, no matter what, get her done. Yeah, get her done. So, like, okay, as Solo Flows, I'm going to go ahead and start, man. I call myself a stud. At a certain time of the month, I call myself a stem. When I'm sensitive, I just want to be alone. But mostly, you know, I'm just me, you know. You can kind of call me what you want, but don't call me after 9 because I'm sleeping. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? I think I have overcome the sting of those words, and I've been able to turn all of the words into something positive. But I must admit, where there's weakness in my moral argument is that it definitely depends on where it's coming from. If it's coming from a person trying to offend me, I might take it totally different than I would if...
Like the word nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's the context in which it will be coming. Now, let me tell you one one I don't like. And I'm not saying people get able to, but cunt, that's the one I can't take. That's the word right there. Can we just play a song? Because I'm mad. I'm so upset. I can't even believe I just said that word. Oh, my God. Y'all, just roll with me. You know Solo Flows. Oh, sometimes my water just flow and it get hot. And my pressure go up.
You don't want to. That's
can we get some analog lust and go into this 31.5, this revolutionary music? Shout out. MLK Day.
Yo, analog 31.5.
That's what it is.
L dot.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it. You niggas and they feelings with opinions sensitive over my decisions, and this is what I give them. No shade, I'm a hovercraft, alien outcast. Live lifetimes, the fake won't last. It's all love till it's not, though. I ain't about no murder, I let them reincarnate in the compost. Only way out is a reality talk show. Yeah, shit is deep like potholes in Barstow. Put the crucified, but ain't bearing the cross, though. Speaking on the money, but ain't sharing the cost, though. I seen a nigga sniff a dream up a nostril. But who am I to judge? I'm just the people's apostle. Meanwhile, it's still the LAFA. And that's the third I heard I'm in the King Reggie. And of course, palms touching every time we present. Cause we got the type of aura only seen in heaven. I respect the six guy, but I'm about to seven. Out in Vegas on the roof, unapologetic. Heard they looking for the truth, and I'm back, nigga. Like Rihanna on the gram, yeah, it's crack, nigga. They said I shouldn't say that word, cause I'm black, nigga. But that's why I say that word, cause I'm black, nigga. I'm from Oakland, yeah, the West, to be exact, nigga. Soaking up the whole world to bring it back, nigga. I ain't perfect, I learn as I go along. Probably learn a thing or two before I end the song. That's why I do it for my people that be riding for me. Not just looking at my shit inside, I know me. Let's be progressive, get up off your feelings, relax. Stop critiquing my shit, get up and write a new rap. No more excuses that they hate, make them love where you at. Make them love that I'm a woman, make them love that I'm black. Make them love that I'm gay, make them love it's a fact. It's 31-5, nigga, where your head at?
Yeah, yeah. Battle with the baseline, something that a rookie do. Snares sound good with the movement like the march of few. Texas business out, need to get your word tied. You're a little closer to the street to get your nerves right. It's that rapping on the rope shit. Have all she got it, far from cocky, but just know I'm spitting dope shit. Lately only serving rap unless you bring and pay a trade for. Simply put, trying to live off what I'm made for. Points proven, got you vibing to this simple rap. Real shit to only mention when they tweeting back about the track. And yes, I'm back to dropping hits now. Engineer myself to save dough and cut the slack out. They ask me how I'm doing, I tell them I'm fine. Out here living, trying to get mine. Out here living, trying to get mine. Out here living, trying to get mine. Lately they've been thinking I've been sleeping, I've been peeping, strategizing, orchestrating for the season. Beauty of the lotus, pin, flower, bomb, potent, carry you underwood, scandal, scramble, cheddar from the slaughter, music that's for the down, loaded, playback that, proper feeling, illy pinning, got a patient doctor like the doctor, that's wide, rule, murder, flatline, wordplay, body, and I ain't even repping team homie, show you about a hunger move, homeless, networking, profit, by the minute, peak game, that's what hunger do. And this shit's on some chill shit. Hit me on the hip for all them features and that real shit. They ask me how I'm doing, I tell them I'm fine. Out here living, trying to get mine. Out here living, trying to get mine. Out here living, trying to get mine. And this shit's on some chill shit. Hit me on the hip for all them features and that real shit. And this shit's on some chill shit. Hit me on the hip for all the features and that real shit. Real shit. And that real shit. And this shit's on some chill shit. Hit me on the hip for all the features and that real shit.
Get out the way. We some fly ass niggas and we tryna get paid. This music ain't no trade. We do it every day. To all of our haters, we say thank you anyway. Never slacking. We came to turn up the bass. Female rappers, watch out, boy, you finna get ate. I can only be real. I can't stomach you fake. It's sickening how much niggas love to hate. I speak the truth. Better stay in your lane. Just can't deny it. Can't deny it any day. Flyboys.
Loaded on my left, out here on my grind, bitch, you know I got that set. Stacking money just to make it, man, I got that waking bacon. Shorty think I'm such a dick, but I say shut up and take it. Why y'all niggas hating on me? That face shit y'all could keep. I'm a lion in these streets, why the fuck worry about some sheep? Over y'all never lose no sleep, trying to make sure my circle eat. Cause it's slave life, man, this shit ain't made for me. I do it all, act, model, and this fucking music. When I get in front of the mic to clear my mind, I fucking lose it. I just can't deny that success. I'm coming for it when God blesses me. I'ma always praise him for it. Either you supporting or you not. Either way, I'm about to get my family off this block. I'ma die trying just to make it. I don't give a shit who likes it. This is me, bitch. Why the fuck would I deny it, Dolo?
Monday, y'all. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You know what? I want to just make this note really quick. You know, we're on social media quite a bit because we're trying to keep up with our radio station, and we're trying to see what our fans are interested in and what our friends, our family, right? Not fans, our friends, our family. But we just call y'all damn fans, but we know y'all are family. But I noticed a lot of people today were writing, like, don't be stupid. Today ain't Martin Luther King birthday. It's like, come on, people. You know, like, we need to be peaceful about it regardless. If you want to communicate something to someone and correct their information, that's okay. But, like, we don't have to insult people to do that. So I just wanted to get that out because that was something that kind of... Yeah, we want to spread love, right? Because that's what he was all about. He was all about peace, nonviolence, coming together, you know, judging people on the content of their character, not the cost of their shoes.
That's not funny.
I'm just, you know, changing it till today's time. So what we're talking about is the like or dislike of being labeled. If someone labels you something, if you're called a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, STEM, ag, whatever, if someone labels you, do you feel like that's a good or a bad thing? Do labels make you feel boxed in? Do they make you feel a part of something? Cali Bud.
This is just my opinion. You know, I just want to state that first and foremost. This is just my opinion, but labels help me to identify. You know, it's a lot of, you know, if we went in, really went in deep into the homosexual world, you know, we could be figuring out shit all night. And I think, you know, it kind of helps me because it helps me make the right decision because I like, it's a particular type of women I like. So if I, you know, let's say they don't have labels and, you know, you got women walking around and you meet a girl, but you don't know what she about until you, you know, get to know her, so to speak. And you feel, and you know that she owns some different stuff. Now, had you, had she been labeled as femme or, you know, so to speak, or whatever, you know, more aggressive or less aggressive, whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? It helps me identify because, you know, it helps, I think it helps our relationships work out a little better, you know what I mean, to identify with each other, you know what I'm saying? But even, because even the no labels is a label, so, I mean, you know what I mean, like, real shit, you know what I mean? If you really want to, if you really want to get technical, so it's like it just helps you identify. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that, you know, feel like no labels is more free. You know, and that's true. But just me personally, I would like to know. I would like to label you for my own sake, just to, you know, be, you know, for me, me personally.
Whatever, y'all. This Dreams. I mean, I don't really have a problem with the labels, but then I do somewhat have a problem with people labeling me. But like Kelly Bud said, it's good to know everybody else that's out there. But just recently, somebody referred to me as bisexual because they was like, well, at one point in your life, you did date guys, and now although you were girls, you know what I'm saying, are you bisexual? And I was offended by that label. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because it's insinuate labels can also insinuate other things. You know what I'm saying? So
like
you have to be careful. You right, what you allow people to label you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it get tricky with the labels. And then another one that used to get me was the word dyke, because it has such a negative connotation behind it. So I, that one would offend me too. But now I think I got to a point to where it's being embraced more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm confident with where I'm at. So it doesn't bother me as much. But that bisexual one, yeah, I don't like that.
I think they was trying to be funny with you, though, bro.
Man, they might have been.
But it didn't feel cool.
Dr. J, I don't too much care for labels either way. It doesn't necessarily matter for me. Like Callie said, it'll help me to identify who you are and what you are about, so that way I don't get caught up in nothing that I'm not ready for, or you don't get caught up in something that you're not ready for. You know, it helps.
But not the derogatory labels, though.
Not those.
Not like words like nigga that are used to, you know.
Not those labels.
not them like that, but just right, you know, just
basic labels like femme, stud, you know.
Right.
In the East Coast, they got
yeah.
aggressive girl. You know, just to basically get the point across. But then, you know, it sometimes get a slippery slope with that, too, because now you got, you know, women that consider themselves studs, but, you know, show different types of stuff, different types of behavior that might not be considered stud behavior. Like, you know, like, for instance, right now in the Bay Area, you know, it's a couple of studs that, you know, let me be politically correct, so I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people who like to do what they want to do. You know what I mean? So it's like you want to be in the, you know, you want to be categorized, but you don't want to be considered what other people are doing
right.
in that category. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of rough to kind of put yourself, be like, okay, I want to label you this and that, but it's like people are their own people and people do be themselves, but they're
right.
put in the category.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then it turns around and everybody that's put in that category is about that same thing.
Right.
You feel what I'm
yeah.
saying? So that's kind of the trick with labels. You
and then at the end of the day, what it is with the labels is, you know, they are just labels. And whether you a stud or a drag queen, diva, or whatever you want to call yourself, at the end of the day, you still a man or a woman. You still going to have them male and female traits.
Mm-hmm.
You can be as hard as you want to be. But when that once a month come up, you curled up like the rest of the females, because I know I be like that. So it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? You can't hide behind your labels either.
I think you can miss out on good opportunities if you label or categorize people. Like, Not only when you label people, you're also putting not only are you putting them in a box, but you're putting yourself in a box as well.
Right. That's
so
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like you're not if you label someone and you're like, oh well, they're over there, I'm over here. So yeah, that person is this way, which means they have this characteristic, this and this and this, but so do all of them. You know.
Start the separation.
Yes. And it's like you're not going to be able, and you're going to put something in your own head to make it seem like you're not, yes, like you're not interested, and I don't fuck with you, basically, you know, type shit. And
yeah.
It shouldn't be like that. It should be, you know, because you could miss out on a lot of good relationships, a lot of good people. A lot of people have things, you know, to bring to the table, and that's how bullying comes about, and that's how, you know, like you said, separation, and also, you know, people feel outside of the box, and that's not right. So
yeah,
I don't believe
kinda,
in categorizing.
It's kind of a tricky situation because, you know, like I said, it kind of helps me identify. It does, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I do want people to be themselves, you know, because we are a community that is looked upon for, you know, not trying to be themselves or trying to be trapped inside something else they're not, you know, they don't want to be. So I don't want to be a hypocrite saying, you know, I want to, you know, I want labels, but, you know, don't label me. You know, I don't want to be like that, but it's, you know, it's kind of a tricky situation to think about because, like I said, you know, I want to be able to identify myself, but, you know, I don't want to put nobody in a box. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what our culture itself is all about. So it's kind of a hard situation for me. But
the labels can bring, like, some form of understanding and bring kind of the lifestyle together.
Right,
you
right,
can't
right.
over-label people, and you can't let the label
but we can't
define
control,
you.
But we can't control that.
You
know
what
we
saying?
Can't control what people
I think your actions is what controls people over-labeling you and what creates stereotypes. So we can't be over-labeled, and we can't let the label own us. So it's just a struggle with the label.
Yeah, man. Do I keep them? Do I rip them off?
Who am I?
Who the fuck is going on?
It sounds like, you know, Tally Bud, like she said, the label, she needs a coochie compass. I need to know which direction to go. I need a coochie compass. You know what? But the thing is that in the culture in which we live, a lot of things are more alienating than coming together, if you know what I mean. It's more of a segregation than a powwow, right? So we look for reasons to be different when, you know, in reality, we're so much the same, you know, that we get all worried and worked up about it.
Yeah, what would you say
right?
What would you say to say everybody is just homosexual? Would that be
well, I wouldn't go that far now, you know. I mean, I'm not...
A general label within our community.
Well, no, well...
A human being.
Yeah, so that's... And just like when we talked about... When we have... And I think we're going to have... I think we should have a show on etymology, morphology, semantics. If people can understand the root and meaning of words and things and where it comes from. Because sometimes people get things mixed up. When you run around saying no homo, you know, you could be talking about the whole population of homo sapiens. So that means no you, no me, no us. You know, so... Right. So it's just, you know, and 220 was doing some research on it, and we're going to talk about it when we do that show. About the difference between homo and homos and how we worked on that, and that was pretty cool. But as far as labels go, labels can empower, right? Especially in our community. The fact is, biologically, we're same-sex, you know, so it's kind of like, which way do we go? You know, like, we're same-sex. We know we got all the same stuff. We understand that. But within us, that sounds so womb-like, but sorry, but within us, you know, we need to know some stuff, you know, we need to understand, like, and that's why they have, you know, stud, femme for, you know, so, I don't know, but I think, again, labels can be empowering or they can be alienating. It all depends on how you look at it. Yeah. So, Kelly just completely just jumped up and ran. I just have to say that on the air. Like, it threw me off. And I am African American, so if someone jumps up and runs, my legs naturally go forward.
You started a whole other category all over again. So only African Americans are going to be the ones to jump up and run if someone else is jumping up and running.
I don't know.
Is that another category?
More likely than
for all of this, I can go see Selma, boo. I'm not going to do this with you.
What? Answer the question.
No,
the question.
I know.
We're talking about categories.
Just go look at some statistics and get back to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Start with scary movies. Okay, so.
Which are fake.
Yeah, but they're based on some truth.
In an orderly fashion.
You did not. Yeah, you did not. And I will tear a wall down to get out of somewhere. Okay, so anyway, so back to the label. So 220, how do you feel about being labeled?
I don't agree with labels. I mean, for all the obvious reasons. Put me on blast. I wasn't ready for that.
220 is our IT. She does not, she speaks in computer language, people. 220 Media. She's always on the ones and twos, man. You know what I'm saying? She's a mime, so imagine what kind of miming she's doing.
Go ahead.
Just use your imagination. You know. Okay, so let's go around and say how we identify.
Okay.
I'm Solo Flows. I'm a stud.
I'm 220, and I'm me. And I'm considered a no label.
What's up, y'all? This is Ange Dreams, and I consider myself a stud. And I just want to tell y'all, like, I love being a stud, you know what I'm saying? Because I love being able to have that half feminine and half masculine qualities. And I also think studs are just hella, we just the cutest of them all, you know what I'm saying? Swagged out. And then I love, like, I can wear male and female clothes. Mix them all up in there together. Come up with a style. You know what I'm saying? If I want a pair of pink jeans, I can swag it.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's why I consider myself a stud, and I love being a stud.
Because I'm a rocking with the pink shoes, too, just because. But Dr. J, I'm a Gemini. Oh, no. I'm a stud.
Callie Bud.
Is a bud.
I'm Callie Bud, and I'm a real one.
A real one.
See, people, this is why you don't do the show and ask a certain demographic some questions. Because now that we on air, I'm me. Right? We can talk about it in a conference. You know, I just hate instant revolutionary. You know what I mean? I can't stand that. Just add water. Just add water and you got a movement. Get out of here. Everybody in here is called something. How do we break it down when we play games?
But people call me a stud.
But like I said, it's been a lot of stuff going on within the stud community that I really can't get with. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just been a lot, just in the Bay Area. You know, I haven't been around the East Coast, you know what I'm saying, down south. But, you know, that's why I said I'm a real one. I'm not, you know, because this stud stuff is getting a little bit tricky now. Nowadays.
And I don't like the name, you know.
I don't like the name Sam.
Y'all can call it something else.
Every time y'all can call it something else.
Yeah, every time y'all be like, "Oh, you a femme?" I'd be like, "You feel me? If I was a femme, I don't feel like I should be like, when I hear it. Like, I don't think that's what I should do. Like, do you like being called a femme?
I don't care.
you calling me.
You're giving me honest. I'm comfortable.
I don't like it. Don't call me.
As me.
Why would you lie on
air?
Ladies and gentlemen,
please do not. Please disregard what you just heard 220 say.
Why is that?
She minds what you call her. Trust me.
All right, well, let's say this. When people first see you, what do you think that they are labeling you? I think when people first see me, they know off top they will put me in the stud category.
Mm-hmm. Why are you handing it to me? Why I got to be next? Of course they look at me and see femme, okay? But I don't like it because real talk. First off, I'm just saying, can I say this? Don't look at me like that.
Go ahead.
Okay, because the thing is, do you see femmes? I'm the type of girl to go and work on a car or do handiwork or, you know, fix something. You feel me? I don't like the word feminine. Like, I don't like it.
But
what?
Yeah.
What that got to do with any?
Do
really?
And then you just go there to get that car fixed to look at you.
What the fuck? Honestly, it depends, because my appearance, like what I have on right now, I'm comfortable in some tennis shoes, a jacket, a hat. So some people might look at me and be like, oh, she might be a stimp. Now, on another day, when I'm out, just set with solo, of course they're going to see me as a femme.
More often than not, you're seen as a femme.
Of course, yeah. All
right.
Okay, but right now, I mean, got on some black pearls. You are sitting here, and you—I mean, look at you. No, but I'm just saying. Look, your eye. No, hold on. 220. Your eyebrows is on point. First of all, your hair is on point. Every jacket that you have, all that is feminine. Okay, when you stand up, them pants make me happy. Right? They don't fit like my pants fit. That's what I'm exactly. So even though you're feeling like you're dressed a little what you consider to be tomboy, it's cute.
And you don't think what you wear is cute?
No.
You don't think when you get
don't call me cute,
like,
boo.
Okay,
if we go out to go to some music, don't get to calling me
y'all
cute.
Low, you got on some Tims, and you know if you working it, that's what they gonna see you at.
You know what I'm saying? So you feel, no matter how
you
so feel inside.
Your
well, I'm just talking about the demeanor. I'm just talking about what we consider. I'm talking about the topic of labels.
So I have to
how
go outside in some baggy ass pants to wear a tent hat
right
off my ass.
Right. Not literally. Not literally
to get
be
that
a
label.
Stud.
To be a stud, to
you
have
need,
that label of a stud.
You need the whole
out.
You need the whole.
I'll tell you something. Check this out.
I can tell you something. I can tell you this from Solo Flow. You, it's some stud. It's you gonna know it. Have y'all? You been to the grocery store, right? We gonna go into some Gooch after this, just to let y'all know. Gooch got a track called Label, so we gonna go into that. But I don't know if y'all know about grocery stores, but grocery stores here in California, the Bay Area. You can't, because people steal grocery carts around here a lot, and they, like, trick them out and shit, put stereos in them, and be going down the street and shit.
They got the lock on them.
But, so now they got a lock on them, so you can only go so far, and then you run into this yellow bumpy thing, and the cart won't go no more, right? So that's how studs are, like studs that don't like other men, that don't like men. Or don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to know. A person don't have to tell you.
Right.
You're going to understand in their demeanor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But labels for some people, sometimes it's more for them than it is for you.
Right.
And that's, you have to understand that, too. Some people feel more comfortable labeling you because they don't feel comfortable with who they are. So they feel like if they label you, they can control where you at, where you going to be, what you going to do. You know what I'm saying? But
like,
you never know, because every day people change. I've never been one to say, you shouldn't be this way, you shouldn't be that way. What's good for the goose is not always good for the gander, you know what I'm saying? That's why we have diversity in the world, you know what I'm saying? That's why we have different. Here at this radio show, we celebrate diversity, right? We going to tell you how it is, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to front and lie to you and tell you that we feel a certain way that we don't, just to roll with the flow. We don't believe that shit over here. But we will keep it 100 and respect everybody for who they are and what they believe. You feel what I'm saying? So to the femmes, studs, lesbians, no labels, who am I missing? Everybody. Ags, love yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be who you are. And if you switch labels every day, that's you. This is your life. God gave you this gift. You do with it what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? You only got one. It's yours. You know what I'm saying? And celebrate diversity, man. That's what we do around here. Dr. J, talk to him.
Dr. J's quotes for today. It takes no compromise to give people their rights. It takes no money to respect the individual. It takes no political deal to give people freedom. It takes no survey to remove repression. Harvey Milk. Your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. And it's tonight, feeling kind of special, I'm going to end with a little poem. This poem is written by Edgar A. Guest. It's called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though. The pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Dr. J's quote of the day.
Damn it, Dr. J. Shit. Man, I can't smoke that weed without me and I get inspired like that. You ever watch a movie when you high and it's like inspirational? You get that one glory tear? Yeah, man, I just got that glory tear. You know what I mean? But nah, man. That nigga know that just is. They put
right there. That shit got me, nigga. Real shit. But, no, for real, man. All jokes aside, man, we really want to appreciate and set aside a moment for Martin Luther King Jr. It is not his birthday, but it is the day that we celebrate him. We really appreciate everything he's done for us, although it might not seem like it with the things that our lifestyle is doing nowadays in our time. But we guarantee you that we, the DTSBI family, we are letting you know right now, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate you, sir, and we are doing what we can to, you know, continue your legacy and live on in your path. So we really want to dedicate this day to him like it's supposed to, man, from all of our family, from everybody out supporting. We thank y'all for listening, man. We really appreciate the love. The new year, we got some new weed. My nigga just bought in some L.A. Confidential. Won't even let us touch it. Won't even let us touch this shit, man. We trying to smoke this L.A. Confidential, man. We got to buy it, man. We got to smoke it. We got some real good weed around here, man. We got trays. We got blunts. Y'all check out our next show. I'm going to have some real good weed for y'all. I'm going to have some new tricks for y'all. I'm going to have some new swishers. You smoke papers, whatever, man. I'm going to give y'all all the essentials to get high, man. Just hit me up on my Twitter, @CaliBud3, if y'all want. If y'all got any tips for me, anything like that. But right now, what's going around is that L.A. Confidential. Secure it in the bag, man, in your cannabis club near you or your nearest weed man near you. But I'm not the weed man, so don't call your boy. You feel me? If y'all want to keep listening in, man, go ahead and do it. 347-324-3853, man. Or you can listen to all our past shows on blogtalkradio.com/DamnTSBI, man. I just want to give a shout-out real quick. From all the DTSBI family, I don't know if y'all seen it. I put the picture online, facebook.com/damn, this should be interesting. Amber Rose been putting up pictures all fucking week. I had to delete her because my babe was looking at me funny like she's looking at me right now. But I had to put it up for all the lesbians and for everybody who just likes to look at beautiful women. Amber Rose, ladies and gentlemen, has been floating her Instagram with beautiful pictures of herself. And I have put some up for everyone to see. So feel free, supporters of DTSBI family, all my damn fans, go ahead and look at Amber Rose on our damn page right now. She's very beautiful. You know, she ain't beautiful to my girl, but she do look cool. You feel me? Y'all can hit us all up with our personal Twitters, man. If y'all have any support, any topics, y'all can just hit us up personally. I'm at, once again, CaliBud3.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Solo
Flow. I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ange Dream.
And I'm at I Mean.
And you know how we do, man. We thank y'all, man. I'm telling you right now, man, for everybody that's listening, once again, this is Cali Bud. I'm smoking on this L.A. Confidential right now. I'm telling you it's real. I'm about to pass to my nigga, but I want to thank y'all once again. Solo, take it away.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know once again, man, it's Solo Flows. I need y'all to get over to the SoundCloud like ASAPers, you know what I'm saying?
ASAP.
Get on and press the play on those hits and appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Go show love to all your LGBTQ artists, man, your stud rappers. Follow them on the Dope Female Artist page. Come to our page and visit. Just support your LGBTQ artists, man. I am at soundcloud.com/soloflows, man. Please get over to SoundCloud, play that music, show love. We got a lot more coming for y'all, man. Thank you for being damn fans. And remember, we are the one, we are the only doing it the way we do. You feel what I'm saying? Bay Area, stand up. We got love for y'all, for my DTSBI family, and we going out.
I just wanted to give a special shout-out to my dad. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to my daddy.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. And we going out with that Gooch label. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful week. Peace.
I'm on my level.
Yeah.
Goose.
Hey,
Goose.
They know who it is.
Hey,
when they
ah.
All I know is money, that ain't my fault. You ain't talking money, please do not talk. She ain't giving head, she get dropped off. All I drip is swag, call it hot sauce. Everything got a label. Everything got a label. Shoes match the shirt, it got a label. When they see the fit, they know I spent that paper. Everything got a label. Everything got a label. Shoes match the shirt, it got a label. When they see the fit, they know I spent that paper.
I'm on a whole nother level, another level. What, bitch? What, bitch? Been getting money, been levered to the bank. Y'all niggas giggle.
Y'all niggas giggle.
I need a refund.
Crazy.
Hey, yo, bitch, back.
Yo, bitch, back.
No, no.
Return the sender, cause that bitch broke.
Been on top, my back hurt.
Pumping hard, that thrash work.
I cook hard like a heavy-handed chef. Whooping up that main course.
I'm fly to death.
Shoes, match the belt, belt. Match the hat, triple threat. Chain, match the ring, ring, match the watch.
Now that's three reasons they gon' ball the block.
Woo!
I'm calling shots.
The rock, girl.
In the pop,
got Molly on speed dial. Work all the way, she gon' blow my top.
For the Blue Dolphin, naked lady.
Everything got a label.
And if that bitch got three pussy, I call her my nine later. Woo!
All I know is money, that ain't my fault. You ain't talking money, please do not talk. She ain't giving head, she get dropped off. All I drip is swag, call it hot sauce. Everything got a label. Everything got a label. Shoes match the shirt, it got a label. When they see the fit, they know I spent that paper. Everything got a label. Everything got a label. Shoes match the shirt, it got a label.
Hi.
When they see the
fit,
they know I
spent that pay. Okay. Money ruined my rudders, cause my life was a struggle. I picked up hustle after hustle till my pockets gain muscle. Prefer boutiques, not the mall, because designer, my preference. I let my text say no return, and all my kids be exclusive. That's why your bitch, she stay thotting. Both of our time, she stay clocking. But I'm cool with that. At the end of the day, you can drive right back off. Then it's back to the studio, popping our bottles, blowing our green and recording different tracks. Ain't no stopping me. When I say
start,
when I say label, I'm talking different
class. Where's my cup is label too. Do not touch it, it costs too much. Think I'm paying it to get straight, but time is money and the God I trust.
Quack so stupid cause I wear what I want to. When I want to, that's a bubba that I bust.
All I know is money, that ain't my fault. You ain't talking money, please do not talk. She ain't giving head, she get dropped off. All I drip is swag, call it hot sauce. Everything got a label. Everything got a label. Shoes match the shirt, it got a label. When they see the fit, they know I spent that paper. Everything got a label.
Everything.
Everything got a label. Shoes match the shirt, it got a label.
Everything.
When they see the fit, they know I spent that paper. I stay on my pivot cause I got a ball. If it ain't about no money, please don't even call. I be on my shit, I think I need a stall. Yo, bitch want this dick, think I'ma give it to her. All I know is money, that ain't my fault. You ain't talking money, please do not talk. She ain't giving head, she get dropped off. All I drip is swag, call it hot sauce.